Windle? Said Red Shoe. The Arch-Chancellor just asked if you wanted a drink.
He'd like a glass of distilled water, said Mrs. Cake.
What, just water? Said Ridcully.
That's what he wants, said Mrs. Cake.
I'd like a glass of distilled water, please, said Windle.
Mrs. Cake looked smug. At least as much of her as was visible looked smug, which was that part between the hat and her handbag, which was a sort of counterpart of the hat and so big that when she sat clasping it on her lap, she had to reach up to hold the handles. When she'd heard that her daughter had been invited to the university, she'd come too. Mrs. Cake always assumed that an invitation to Ludmilla was an invitation to Ludmilla's mother as well. Mothers like her exist everywhere, and apparently nothing can be done about them. The fresh starters were being entertained by the wizards, and trying to look as though they were enjoying it. It was one of those problematical occasions with long silences, sporadic coughs, and people saying isolated things like, "Well, isn't this nice?"
"You looked a bit lost there, Windle, for a moment," said Ridcully.
"I'm just a bit, tired, Arch-Chancellor."
"I thought you zombies never slept."
"I'm still tired," said Windle.
"You're sure you wouldn't like us to have another go with the burial and everything? We could do it properly this time."
"Thank you all the same, but no, I'm just not cut out for the undead life, I think."
Windle looked at Red Shoe.
"Sorry about that. I don't know how you manage it."
He grinned apologetically.
"You've got every right to be alive or dead, just as you choose," said Reg severely.
"One man bucket says people are dying properly again," said Mrs. Cake, "so you could probably get an appointment." Windle looked around.
"She's taken your dog for a walk," said Mrs. Cake.
"Where's Ludmilla?" he said.
Windle smiled awkwardly. Mrs. Cake's premonitions could be very wearing.
"It had been nice to know that Lupine was being looked after if I went," he said. "I wonder, could you take him in?"
"Well," said Mrs. Cake uncertainly,
"but he's..."
Red Shoe began, and then saw Windle's expression. "I must admit it'd be a relief to have a dog around the place," said Mrs. Cake. "I'm always worrying about Ludmilla. There's a lot of strange people around."
"But your daughter..."
Reg began again.
"Shut up, Reg," said Doreen.
"That's all settled then," said Windle. "And have you got any trousers?"
"What?"
"Any trousers in the house?"
"Well, I suppose I've got some that belong to the later Mr. Cake, but why?"
"Sorry," said Windle. "My mind was wandering. Don't know what I'm saying half the time."
"Ah," said Reg brightly, "I see. What you're saying is that when he..."
Doreen nudged him viciously.
"Oh," said Reg, "sorry, don't mind me. I'd forget my own head if it wasn't sewn on."
Windle leaned back and shut his eyes. He could hear the occasional scrap of conversation. He could hear Arthur Winkings asking the Arch-Chancellor who did his decorating and where the university got its vegetables. He heard the bursar moaning about the cost of exterminating all the curse words, which had somehow survived the recent changes and had taken up residence in the darkness of the roof. He could even, if he strained his perfect hearing, hear the whoops of Schleppel in the distant cellars. They didn't need him. At last, the world didn't need Windle Poons. He got up quietly and lurched to the door.
"I'm just going out," he said. "I may be some time."
Ridcully gave him a half-hearted nod and concentrated on what Arthur had to say about how the Great Hall could be entirely transformed with some pine-effect wallpaper. Windle shut the door behind him and leaned against the thick, cool wall. Oh, yes, there was one other thing.
"Are you there, One Man Bucket?"
he said softly.
"How did you know?"
"You're generally around."
"You've caused some real trouble there. You know what's going to happen next full moon?"
"Yes, I do. And I think somehow that they do, too."
"But he'll become a wolf man."
"Yes, and she'll become a wolf woman."
"All right, but what kind of relationship can people have 1 week in